Today, the Philippines and the United States approved rules for their joint military exercise in the southern Philippines. The exercise is aimed at wiping out a group of Muslim extremists called Abu Sayyaf, which has been linked to the Al-Qaeda network. Not everyone is convinced that Abu Sayyaf really poses an international threat. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from the southern Philippines.
Under a blazing mid-morning sun, a gunfight rages in the Philippine jungle. Seven elite Philippine Army scout rangers have surrounded a guerrilla hideout and opened fire.
PRP! 3 o'clock! Move!
The rangers secure the hideout and disarm the guerrillas, who lie motionless, seemingly dead on the ground. Suddenly, the dead men stand up, dust themselves off, and take off their rebel headgear. And another Philippine Army exercise comes to an end in the jungle of Basilan. Basilan is a lush emerald island just 20 miles by 10 set in the Sulu Sea. Not far from the army camp up in the hills are perhaps a couple of hundred guerrilla fighters belonging to the group called Abu Sayyaf. By the end of this month, some 660 U.S. troops will have arrived in the southern Philippines to help the Philippine Army destroy them. 150 of those soldiers will be based here at Kabunbata Camp.
I expect the Filipino soldiers to receive technological assistance from the Americans for our combat operations.
Filipino Army Captain Harold Cabunoc is the baby-faced 29-year-old commander of the Scout Rangers out training this morning. He says they're tough fighters and well-drilled, but they badly need the new equipment that the U.S. will bring.
Specifically the new firearms, I've heard that they will be giving us. The night fighting capability, the gadgets, the night vision goggles, the thermal imaging system, global positioning system. In return, the Filipinos can share to the American soldiers the knowledge on how to fight the Abu Sayyaf.
Some left-wing politicians in the Philippines opposed to the U.S. deployment have questioned whether Abu Sayyaf has any links to Al-Qaeda. The group was founded 10 years ago by a militant Filipino fighter called Abdurazik Janjalani. Janjalani fought with Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan against the Soviet Union in the 1980s. He returned in the early 90s to the Philippines to try to carve out an Islamic state in the south of this majority Catholic country. Diplomats in Manila say that since leader Janjalani was killed by Philippine troops in 1998, Abu Sayyaf has degenerated into more of a kidnapping gang than an international terrorist threat. It's kidnapped dozens of people, foreigners and Filipinos, murdered one man from California, and still holds two Kansas missionaries hostage. Across a short stretch of water in the regional capital of Zamboanga, a group of Filipino workers hammer stakes into the ground. They're building a platform for advanced U.S. radar equipment. Not far away, other workers are putting up temporary classrooms in which American troops will train Filipino soldiers. This is the Southern Command of the Philippine Army. U.S. Colonel William Ball tells a news conference that this will be a very different mission for the U.S. military from the one in Afghanistan.
The mission in Afghanistan was actually a combat mission where the troops were involved with the Northern Alliance in organizing, equipping, and assisting them in combat operations. The mission of the Philippines is train, advise, and assist. It's much smaller in nature.
Officially, the U.S. troops will only be here for 6 months, and officially, they're not allowed to take part in combat, though they will go out fully armed on patrol with their Philippine counterparts. This has fueled suspicions among some here that they'll be engaged in more than just training, in contravention of the Philippine Constitution, which bans foreign troops from combat operations in the country. But it seems the majority of Filipinos support U.S. involvement, seeing it as a way to end the Abu Sayyaf insurgency in the south that drains the country's coffers and stunts its development. Professor Ali Yacoub, a specialist in Islamic affairs at Western Mindanao State University in Zamboanga, says the threat to U.S. interests has been exaggerated.
To the Filipinos here, the Abu Sayyaf, just a group of bandits, brigands, group that kidnap people, but the connections are not really that close to the Al-Qaeda headed by bin Laden.
Philippine President Arroyo herself has admitted that direct links between Abu Sayyaf and Al-Qaeda can only be traced up until 1995. But she's been happy to receive $100 million from Washington to deal with a festering domestic security problem. President Bush, for his part, is able to show that his government is continuing the fight against international terrorism. Rob Gifford, NPR News, in Zamboanga, southern Philippines.